Under the proposed legislation, New York-based websites would be required to hold off publishing comments posted by readers who declined to identify themselves. No more anonymous reactions to blog posts or newspaper articles. Instead, those wishing to weigh in would have to attach a legal name to any comment, along with their home address, as well as their computer's IP address. The legislation is sponsored by two Republicans, Chemung County Senator Tom O'Mara of Big Flats and Long Island Assemblyman Dean Murray. Lissa Harris is the founding editor of the Watershed Post, an online news site that serves the Catskills region. Harris believes the bill runs counter to the spirit of the First Amendment and likely would not stand up in court if challenged.
If you look back at the history of political discourse in this country, you will see a lot of anonymous discourse that, had it not been allowed to exist and flourish, I think you would have seen things play out historically in a very different way.
Harris notes that the Watershed Post employs Facebook comments.
Mostly because most people on Facebook are using their real names, and that actually, we find, helps keep our comment sections a lot more civil, and it also gets rid of a lot of the spam that we were dealing with. So I have to say that having commenters use their real names is good for us. But that being said, I really don't think that this bill makes any sense. That might sound like a contradiction. I don't think that it is.
Many politicians use Facebook, Twitter, and other offerings on the internet in both campaigning and disseminating information to constituents. Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner weighs in.
I can understand to an extent the sentiment behind this legislation, but I would say that this is a step too far, a bridge too far. And if you go back, you know, a couple hundred years, the Federalist Papers, you know, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Jay, those were the three guys who wrote the Federalist Papers, but they were published anonymously.
Emily Donahue is the online editor at the Saratogian newspaper.
We've gotten comments from city employees who wouldn't be able to use their names, who give us useful information, people who are involved with a crime story on one side of it or the other, who don't feel comfortable using their names, and giving them an opportunity to voice their opinion in a forum where they don't have to attach their name to it. I think that's still valuable. It needs to be policed. It needs to be monitored because it can go out of control, but I think there's still a place for anonymous commenting.
Bill sponsor Assemblyman Dean Murray says he needs to clear the air surrounding the legislation.
Okay, first and foremost, let's clarify that it would not ban all anonymous comments on the internet. 95% of the anonymous postings would still be allowed under this legislation. The only way that an anonymous posting would in fact be removed would be if the target of that posting reached out to the administrator of the site and indicated that the posting was inaccurate. So what we're going after is those that are posting malicious lies and slander, hiding behind an anonymous pseudonym.
Murray says nothing is more important than free speech.
However, I don't believe that guarantees the freedom to lie and slander other people while hiding behind an anonymous screen name. And keep in mind that the comment can only be challenged, if you will, under the basis that it's not factual. So opinions are completely protected.
It's worthwhile to note that while the First Amendment doesn't specifically address anonymous speech, the Electronic Frontier Foundations points out that the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that the right to anonymous free speech is protected by it. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.